There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
So, Bo, you made your nest with the books.
Yeah.
Now, there is like a little... There's like a toilet behind a wall in one of the far edges of the room.
This is so like a legit prison cell.
It's like a one... It's like a studio apartment.
Yeah, or a prison cell.
Or a prison cell.
The way you can tell is the toilet made of porcelain or steel? Is it like a stainless steel toilet without a toilet seat?
No, it's stones stacked on top of each other with a wooden seat.
And that doesn't sound too much like prison. Okay.
No, that's a fantasy accurate. Poop in it, everything vanishes. You know, it's like oh, it's a hell of a bag of holding. So Bo's just making his nest.
Yeah, pretty much. I've dropped my kind of mirage thing, my visage or whatever it is. Just looked like a kind of rotting corpse, licking up some bits of paper and making a little kind of paper mache nest in the corner. Not really reading the books as I'm going because I'm not really interested.
They're stupid books.
Yeah. I'm kind of wondering where this little girl's gone with my pastries because she's been a while.
It's been probably about half an hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that's a long time. But otherwise, is there anything else in the room?
Not really, no. It's pretty much kind of sparse.
Okay, the things that are on my wrists, can I inspect them?
Yeah.
Can I see if I can remove them? Or sort of, do they budget? Like is there any way that I could take them off?
Roman Arcana check.
9.
As you kind of touch them and kind of pull at them, you kind of see that there's like runic engravings around them that slowly start to glow.
Okay. What color are they going?
I like a nice purple.
Okay, that's friendly. Do they... But there's no like latches or any way for me to actually take them off, right?
No, once you close the last, it kind of became one solid piece of metal.
Okay. So out of game for a second, do I know any of, like, do I know any spells at all at the moment? Or is things just totally weird?
A little bit totally weird. Because... depends on how long you spend with the books that you do have with you.
Yeah, so did she let me have my possessions, like the books that I got from the library downstairs?
Yeah, everything you came in with you, you have on you.
All right, okay. So yeah, I'm going to sort of sit in the floor then and actually, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sort of get in my little nest and then put the book on the floor and sort of just like lay like that. Like, so... my back's in the back half of me is like in my nest and my front half's looking at the book, but I'm a corpse. So it's not quite as cute as it sounds.
Yeah.
But yeah, can I check out the books? What are the books that I got from the library?
Right now, one of them is kind of like a small, maybe like 3 or 4 pages long, kind of explaining other items. One of the sheets goes deep into discussions on something called Mantle of the Herd. The language is a bit, it's an older document.
Might be an idea to start with a little one first.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to just sort of have a look at that because I'm still not really sure if I can read. I mean, I can read, but I don't really understand why I can read because suddenly it's, like, things just seem clearer to me, so I'm going to kind of just dip my toe in with the smaller leaflet and just see how I get on.
goes on describing this like cloak that the myth has it that it was actually cut from one of Shub-Niggurath's tentacles, and that was used to actually make a cloak from his leather.
Okay, I want that. What does it say about it? Does it say where I can buy it?
No, it says you know there's a couple of rumors about it where it might be located, somewhere like in the northwest.
Okay, I guess I would never have heard of the places, right?
No, kind of on the back of the sheet though is another. It mentions another item, the Mask of Mayhem.
I want that as well.
It's kind of a goat mask with long horns.
And what's that? Where can I? Is that like another legendary kind of thing?
It is another random, not random, but gift from Shub-Niggurath to the world. Legend, it kind of speaks that one of his cults in the south may possess it.
Okay.
Waiting for their speaker.
Does it mention the cult's name?
It's called the Black Goat's Flock.
Okay, so I'm going to just kind of try and remember that because I'd like to ask Goshen about that because I know that he's from the south, right? I'm still kind of under the delusion that I might actually see all those guys again.
You might, but from which side of the coin, no one's quite sure yet. And the final part of that small little pamphlet talks about just a folio. And you remember this item. This is actually in the library.
Yeah, Ava's got that, right?
Yeah, book bound in dark green leather.
Okay, and what does it say about the folio?
It was kind of put together by a couple of different sects of the cult. Holds spells within it.
Right, okay.
The eye, there's like an eye in it that is rumored to be one of Shub-Niggurath's eyes.
Okay, so that's definitely something that when she comes back, I'm going to sort of question her on. I'm pretty keen about that. But I'm going to kind of leave the reading there because I think that's probably enough for one day for me for reading. And I've already sort of found some stuff. So I'm going to get up. And is there any books on the shelf that I haven't ripped up?
Yeah, there's a few. Just a kind of basic intro to magics kind of thing, like basic novice books.
Okay, I'm going to take one of them and... I'm going to. Is there a pen anywhere, or like a?
There's a quill on the
quill
on the desk. Yeah.
So I'm going to just start scribbling over the book and writing my own notes in the margins. I'm going to write, you know, ask Goshen about the black herd flock in the south, and then I'm going to sort of have a think about this folio, and I'm going to. Just put the quill on the page and I'm not going to write anything. I'm just going to try and just think really hard about the folio and just see if the quill moves at all.
It does.
What does it write?
Find me.
Okay. I'm going to keep this book and I'm going to just sort of use it to write my own book. In all the margins and stuff. And on the front cover, has it got anything on the front cover?
It's kind of just a plain leather-bound book. It's kind of just bare.
I'm going to write Beau's book on the front cover in big letters.
We're going to leave Beau there for a little bit. Helen.
Yeah.
It's been 2 days since you've been in this cavern.
So I'm fully. I'm alive. I'm not a lich as well.
You're not currently. You're not a lich. No.
Do you want to be a lich?
I mean, kind of.
The smell is horrible.
Am I floating around in raw sewage?
No, you're lashed to a column.
Oh. Okay. What am I lashed with?
Rope.
Where am I at?
It's dark down here. It's some kind of...
Is it magical darkness?
No.
Then it's not dark down here, John.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Wrong notes. Helen's dead.
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. I forgot what race you were.
Drow for the win.
For now. You can make out everything around you.
That's better.
There's a few others. You're kind of one on one of four columns in the room. There's a couple of other people kind of lashed to them as well. You haven't seen them before, ever. One of them actually looks as though he is a rat folk. The other two look human. I mean, the other one might be a dwarf. That's a little tall for a dwarf, but he's got the beard and a couple of the features. Your smell, your sense of smell is much stronger than what you recall.
Oh yeah, I was turning into a rat folk, wasn't I? Is that still happening?
Huh?
Is that still happening?
It might be.
Did Jensen ever get fixed? Or is he still turning into a rat folk too?
He might be.
I thought it was Bo that got...
Yeah, I thought it was Bo and Helen. Yeah. Bo died.
I think I got stabbed
fixed.
With.
Yeah.
Well, fixed is.
I got poisoned. I don't think it was rat folk poison.
Yeah.
I think it was a different thing.
Right. Okay. Is there anybody else in this room other than the prisoners?
There are two kind of freed rat folk at kind of like two corners of the room. And. You can really hear echoing of footsteps approaching. Now,
I'm just going to act like I'm not awake. You know, I'm not going to stir or move too much.
The footsteps are not soft like, you know, rat folk feet, but it's actually like hard leather on the floor.
Okay.
Like someone's wearing boots. Any changes in the prisoners?
No. Both sleep.
Fine. You can hear and see him walking around.
Oh, this one's finally turned. Good. I'll play some more music this evening and see if the others will get jump started.
What's the guy look like?
He's tall, very thin kind of guy. Long brown leather jacket, almost. Got almost like it's a tailcoat. He's got like spectacles on, a hat kind of tilted to the side, a long rapier tied to one's to like the left of his left. And in his right hand, you can see he's just like twirling a flute.
Safe to assume, and this is the Pied Piper?
Possibly, yes.
Okay. Fuck. I don't have anything on me.
No, you are actually stripped bare.
Ooh, sexy.
The rope kind of chafes a little bit.
Oh, wait, where's the rope tied to?
So, like, you're sitting down.
Right.
So it's like around your chest, your stomach, and your legs are bound together.
Oh, so it's like a full Monty there. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no time like the present. Hey.
Oh. Well, this is unexpected.
It smells like shit down here.
Well, most of it is yours, actually.
Fair enough.
We didn't think you were going to make it out.
Where am I?
You're in the outlets from one of the sewers.
Why?
You got washed away.
Fucking Ordok. Can you untie me?
Now, why ever would I do that?
Well, I'm pretty weak, covered in shit, and I'm naked, so I don't really think I pose too much of a threat. This is kind of uncomfortable. I got a crick in my neck.
I'm sorry about that. Unfortunately, no, I will not be untying you. Not until your transformation is complete and you're a little more malleable.
Yeah, about that. I don't mean to tell you how to do your job or complain about the organization you have here, but I would very much strongly not like to go through that process. I kind of like being me, and if there's some way that I could get out of this transaction via, I don't know, not becoming a rat folk or a rat person, that would be great. Is that the PC way of saying it? Rat person, rat man, rat woman?
They prefer rat folk.
Rat folk. Okay. Again, what you got here is great. That, you know, don't mean to knock it, but I'd rather not like to do that. If that's at all possible.
Due to you and your companions, a good number of my fellows were struck down.
So if it makes you feel better, I know one of them died.
It does a little, yes.
And, I mean, none of them were really my friends. I wouldn't even say companions. The only one that I considered, you know, kind of close at all is getting a little soft on me, but... You know, whatever.
Well, then you have nothing to live for, then, do you?
No, I wouldn't say that. There's still a lot to live for.
You started out quite well, actually.
No
friends, nothing to live for.
I mean, there's more in life than friends. Have you ever had a stripper? Or, like, hard drugs? Alcohol. That's a really good one. There's plenty to live for. I don't need friends. I can be your friend if you want me to.
Are you going to be my friend? Yes.
Shit. All right. So, being as this seems inevitable, do you like fuck the rats? Is that your thing? Is that what you're doing here then? Are you fucking them? Do they breed?
They do, yes.
What are you wearing? What kind of leather is that?
Cowhide.
Oh, fair enough. Why rats? And why hang out in a sewer of all fucking places?
Ah, so you're trying to get me to monologue. No.
Stalling.
He's gonna, as he's twirling the flute in his hand, he's gonna stop and just like hold it out in front of your eyes. And you can see that there's nothing but like rats carved on this thing.
Do you play the skin flute too?
My, you sassy bastard.
I gotta get it in before I turn into one of your little fuck toys, so.
I'm going to enjoy seeing you turn.
What if. Alright, I'm gonna go back to the bargaining stage. Let's make a deal. How about this? I come from a really poor part of town, you know, the slums, the Crowls and the Narrows. I can bring you little boys and have you turn them if you let me go, of course.
He's actually gonna ponder that for a moment.
Of course you are, fucking weirdo.
You don't know how many are already under my spell, do you?
I don't, but I know it'd be a lot more if you had someone funneling them to you from the outside. You ever heard of outsourcing? Let me be your China.
Struck an interesting bargain there. I'll admit, I'm intrigued.
So, deal?
I have to think on this. And he's going to turn and slowly walk away.
All right, I'm not going to insult him.
This time?
Ellen's learning.
I'm trying to get him to let me go, so now that there's a chance. Patreon! So, we've said it a billion times before, and we'll say it a billion times again. This episode, mainly, is sponsored by our Patreon. We want to give a huge thanks to the massive amount of support we've had coming in on that Guildmage level with the video edits. We've gotten a lot of good feedback, and so we want to make sure to tell everybody about this great opportunity you have to see the fully unedited full video of all of us playing. So you get to see not only all of the cutout bits that I take out to make us sound semi-coherent, but also all of the reactions and the funny tangents and the knowledge about Discord and fantasy grounds that we learn on the fly. So, guys, I just want to thank everybody who's already joined us. Thank you. And invite everybody else to come check out those newly revamped Patreon tiers with video session, being in the game, all of the fun adventure guides that you get access to, the $5 bonus content, the early access, and all of that fun stuff that you get. It's really a great value from us to you. But we just want to pop in one last time and say thank you to those guild mages and enjoy the rest of the episode.
To the people of Agmenesta, hear me. I have been advised by the Holy Order of Thaum that new adventuring gear is available to all who may be in need. Wormwood Gaming, founded by a small troop of artisans, has released a series of gaming towers, trays, vaults, and other accessories to ensure that your roles stay true and any equipment secure from Fae or any other dark influences that stalk the night. If you decide to take up the cause, use the code DOERDICE at checkout to gain free shipping anywhere within the United States.
Oh, I'll never win my money back now.
What seems to be the trouble, friend?
I lost my lucky dice gambling and now I don't have anything to play with.
Ah, a predicament. Though fear not, I know exactly where you can get some quality dice for cheap.
You do?
Yes, Easy Roller Dice has a shop set up down in Ironclad. With deals like 100 six-sided dice for $22.95, you'll never run out of dice again.
Wow, that's incredible. You're really smart, mister. You may look like a handsome monkey, but you smell like a man.
Well, thank you. Just for that, make sure to use the code DDP15 to save an additional 15% on your order. Run along now, my unfortunate friend.
Huh? Goshen, come on. It's time to get up. We've got things to do today.
I just had the strangest dream.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use on your computer to game those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
I'm going to flip over to Ordok and Goshen. You guys are making your way to the gates.
Yeah.
Would Jensen be on the lookout for them, or still trying to gather more information on what's going on?
Yeah, are we going to run into the tail end of this parade?
I'd say you're probably seeing like the back end of it. People are still on the street shouting, but I'd say you probably don't see the procession anymore.
Okay.
Except maybe one or two stragglers grabbing like a sword and running down the road.
figured out that they were just common folk getting arms, I probably went back to where I was waiting for them. That seemed like that was most the interesting part of the parade, so.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of the parade. So you guys do happen to see each other kind of across the road to meet back up.
I'll just give them a heads up.
Wander over.
Well then, are we ready to go?
Did you guys catch the tail end of that?
Yeah, what was that about?
A bunch of your holy friends are going to die.
Come again?
Bunch of holy knights just marched out of the city going to kill a dragon.
And they took townsfolk with them?
Meat shields.
I think you might be right about that, actually. That's priorities, I suppose.
Yeah. Just thought I'd let you know. Let's get out of here.
Right.
It is actually quite a decent day. You can see off in the distance the little battalion marching towards the base of the mountain, the Barren Hills, where you guys are taking more of a southwest kind of jaunt.
As we're heading, I'm going to actually like catch up with Jensen and just ask him, in the last few years, have you paid any mind to what's happening within my order, the Order of Thaum?
No. I haven't had any jobs that involve your order, so I focus on the job. And when I'm not focusing on the job, I'm focusing on drinking, so.
Have they been in the streets, in the Narrows, trying to help anyone?
No. They don't really come out of their nice, clean districts very often.
Do they often pull the common folk into combat?
I don't know if they're pulling the common folk. I think they were more inspired. But I don't think they realized they were just inspired to be front line in case the dragon got a little too close.
Yeah. That's not the way it was when I was here.
People are a little upset. They're starting to take things into their own hands. They think the mages should be doing something, and the Winged Shield too. And they're not happy that the Viceroys aren't making them do something. So they're taking things in their own hands.
Yes, unrest seems to be growing again.
Why don't you ever talk to them? Why are you so separated? Why don't you ever try to make amends?
Have you seen their call to prayer in the city circle?
I wasn't paying much attention.
Odenheim, the man who is in charge now. We have a history, an unpleasant one, and things that I've seen happening aren't the way they used to be. I'm not sure that I'd be welcomed back into the order as it stands.
I don't know how churches work, really, but your God still likes you.
Yes, and I am afraid that my people are being led astray by this Honenheim. He's a liar.
I wonder if somebody would pay me to kill him.
I don't know his motives. He may have just strayed from the path. But he strayed pretty far.
What exactly is your history?
Do you remember the plague years ago?
I think we said I was in jail during that time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's you and me were in jail. So
we didn't really get to participate. We were in timeout.
I do chuckle at that. Yes. I grew up through the plague and watched the city ignore everyone. It was the Order of Thaum that came in and saved everyone. They were the ones who took care of the people when we were abandoned by nobility. So I grew up in the church, and it was my privilege to be studying to be a cleric But during my studies, I was also looking into the origins of the plague, because a lot of things didn't add up. Someone did it. Someone did this to my people, and I have sworn to find out who that was. And Hohenheim knows who did it, and he lied to me about it. I left one night under unwelcome circumstances. I haven't been back since.
Was he being entirely truthful? I rolled an 18 on insight.
I know. What do you think there, Ordak?
I am being truthful, entirely. But I'm not saying something. Yeah.
You can probably tell he's being truthful, but he's keeping a few things close to his chest.
If you keep secrets, I keep secrets.
What secrets do you have?
Secret for a secret.
I'm eavesdropping on all this, by the way.
I've told you a majority of like.
He wouldn't help me. He withheld information and he withheld research. And we came to blows. I thought I killed him, so I fled. I severed my connection with Ironclad. And have spent my time trying to help people in situations like mine. And then I come back and find the man who lied and I thought was dead is running my church.
Sounds like a bad day.
He knows what nobility did this, and he's placed himself in a position of power and changed things. I don't know his intentions, but I'm going to find out after we wrap up all of our loose ends.
Interesting. It's a tangled web the church leaves behind, huh?
Like I said, the paladins marching into battle, taking the commoners with them is not right.
If they want to go, it's their own choice.
There's a difference between inspiring to be courageous and to protect your home versus marching them into the lair of evil. So that's why I was asking about Thaum, if you've noticed anything, because something's wrong.
They just seem like church people.
So if you're holding anything back, that would help me with this problem. I would appreciate the information.
I don't know anything about religious folk, but you might, as much as I hate it, you might hang around a bit, and I'm sure somebody in the syndicate knows what's going on.
That makes sense. You might have to dig in a little deeper into the syndicate before we can fix that problem too.
We're gonna cut to Helen.
Oh,
it's been a few hours. You've been sitting in more filth. The water in here is ebbing and flowing, and you're going to hear the same leather pitter-patter on the stone. I have a counter offer for you.
Okay.
The group you were with. Who sent you down to the sewers?
Technically, I think it was the syndicate.
Well, that is surprising. But makes sense, I suppose. I have an offer for you.
I'm in a great place to negotiate, so let's hear it.
I need you to empty some vials into the wells and water systems of the Narrows and the Crowls.
What are in these vials?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, I think I do.
Let's just say history may be repeating itself.
Oh, shit.
I've been tasked with my plague rats, and someone has requested I speed up my timeline.
Wait, so you're just middle management? You're not running the show?
I've been hired out as a consultant.
I'd like to speak to your manager, please.
You will not be speaking to anyone else but me.
Okay, can I get a name then?
No.
Oh.
If all things go as planned, and you do as you're instructed, I will present you with... I wouldn't say a cure,
because I don't view it as a disease, but a cure for your new ailment.
But can I just get an antidote to stop it and not reverse it? So I can have some cool rat powers?
That could be.
Heightened senses and everything are kind of come in handy.
Give me... Yes, I do believe that is acceptable.
Can I not be under your control, though? I have an issue with authority.
I can tell. Yes, do this. More hands that are in the pot will make sure this gets done. Yes, I will break you free from the flute's control.
So it's the flute and not you?
He's going to take a moment. The flute is but a tool for the master.
Right. Middle management. Fucking poser.
Oh, I could just leave you here to rot in your own filth.
Figure it out. Let's go. Let's get it done.
So we are in agreement?
Seems that way.
You can see he's going to pull out a little pouch and there's going to be just a couple of vials.
That's it?
It's potent, to say the least.
Oh. All right.
The clean waterways of the Crows, the Narrows, and any of the surrounding districts.
Can I do the Redeemer District?
No.
Fucking hate those assholes.
But you mentioned you were with the Syndicate, correct?
That is what I said.
There's something else I need to be done in the Redeemer District.
You want some dragon eggs? Is that?
No, what I need someone killed.
Oh, I can do that.
Father Stone Spire. He's the Viceroy of the district.
Of which district?
Redeemer.
Oh, okay, so... your plot definitely is coming from somewhere in the Redeemer District. All right. No, okay. I got enough puzzle pieces here. Let's do this.
All right, then.
Am I untied?
No, he hasn't untied you yet.
Oh.
So he's going to pull up the pouch and show you the bottles.
I'm going to lay this over here on the steps. There's a... What gear we were able to salvage. Not much. But we'll not be untying you.
Oh? You're going to stand around and stare at my dick all day, or?
There is a group that's approaching. A few of my scouts have seen far off. They resemble a few of your previous friends.
Oh, the dumbasses. They found out where I went.
So, I think it's best if they find you.
Clever girl. No, I see what you're saying here. Can I have a way to contact you?
Oh, don't worry. I will find you. If you need to contact me, go to the entrance of the sewer system.
Any of them, or...
The one where you were flushed.
Oh, okay. Okie dokie.
You understand what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, it was a pretty easy task, so...
I thought so, and the assassination?
Father, Stone Tower?
Stone Spine.
Spire, same thing.
Oh, make it obvious the Syndicate was involved, if you would.
Easy.
Then I will see you shortly.
He'll do like a little mock bow, and he's going to leave. And as he does that, he's going to cut one of the rat folk, the guy that has already turned from the four that were in there. He's going to just slice his bonds free. And he's going to just...
Have fun, big boy.
Let's flash to Jensen, Goshen, and Ordok. From your map, you can see that there's a... Yeah, you guys are not that far off. Maybe about 2 hours or so. You guys approach, you can kind of see... It's actually... You're starting to smell a bit of charcoal in the air. You're not that far from the burning woods.
Sounds like a nice place.
It was an elvish settlement that got burned during the Shattering.
Huh.
Or before the Shattering, one of the first dragon attacks.
Is it just like a dead wood now? Or is there still like Basically. Woods there?
No, everything's burned. Nothing's been able to grow back there. Time's going to pass a little bit. You guys get closer. You're going to hear screaming. A guy, a little bit high-pitched voice screaming, and you're going to hear rustling. Yeah, it's coming from a little ways up the road.
I'm just going to start running then. I'll pull the hammer and be like, come on, and start heading that direction.
Okay.
I guess the monks will slow.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh!
Like, come on, and we're just like in front of them 10 feet. Like, yeah. Oh, okay, sorry.
You see there's a guy kind of on the side of the road. He's got a sword drawn trying to fend off a, pretty much it looks to be a rat folk.
I'm going to engage then. I will run up to help him.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll me initiative. See what the hell happens.
Just for kicks?
For kicks. The rat folk looks already to be a little bit wounded. But Goshen, you got there first. See, the rat folk is pretty much lunging after this guy. He's got a dagger drawn, and this guy's on his back, holding a rapier with both hands. It looks like he's never quite used it before, and he's kind of just waving it.
Let's see how big this staff can get now. I'll use my bonus action to extend the staff to its new maximum length.
We have to be, what, about 20 feet long?
Yeah. So I'll move forward just enough. I can move to here. And I'll smack him twice with a really long staff, trying to, like, bat him away from the guy.
Now, I need to roll up you some damage for, like, the staff at different lengths, because it's going to be different. A little bit weaker the further out it is.
That makes sense.
But, go ahead and roll the hit. Oh, shit, yeah, both those are going to whack him. Go ahead and roll your standard damage. We'll take a quarter off of it.
So for the first attack, it's 10? Mm-hmm. Oh. And for the second...
Oh, yeah, no, that was... Yeah, it was already kind of wounded.
And the second attack would be 8.
Yeah, you guys are out of combat already. That happened a little faster than I thought it was going to.
Think. Shrink it back down.
You. I thought I was dead.
Not yet.
You, just kind of just look at Goshen and like, you two, save me. Oh, thank you. You're heroes.
What does he look like?
He's tall, kind of a very slender elven. His ears are very distinct. He had a kind of leather hat with a feather in it, kind of off to the side that was knocked away. His leather vest and jacket are a little torn up, but you can see some claw marks. But he's got a little bit of a goatee, and you can see his rapier. It's not a two-handed weapon, but he was wielding it as though it should have been a two-handed weapon.
What are you doing out here?
I was heading to Ironclad, coming from just west of the Burning Woods.
The road back to Ironclad should be safe now. I would avoid the Burning Woods as best you can.
You both just came from there?
Yes.
Okay, so, should be clear. Take this, and he's kind of going to pull from his pouch a couple of gold and hand it to you. It's the least I can do.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
As he's, like, gathering himself, I'm also going to say, also that sword, pointy end, not swinging.
I've been told that before. I won't tell you any longer. You, You can kind of see that you guys are a little bit out of breath from running.
So, yeah, on your way, I will let you go about your business. So, again, thank you. Thank you.
What is your name, friend?
My name is Athelros Loak.
Goshen.
My friends call me Alf.
Alf? Do you eat cats?
Does he eat Alf. Cats?
Alf, not Alf.
Okay.
No,
so, yeah, that seemed a bit racist, but okay, Alf. Yes, that makes sense. Nice to meet you, Alf.
And if I could offer you more, I would, but I am trying to get aboard a ship in Ironclad.
I appreciate the gesture, but it's not necessary. Stay safe, friend.
Thank you.
And he's going to kind of just hobble a little bit. You can see that his leg is a little bit bloody. He's going to stop and try and tear off a bit of his shirt underneath his vest.
Forget. Okay, hold still. 17 on a medicine check.
Oh, yeah, you tied that thing perfectly. Yeah, you managed to get it out.
He's like, oh, your kindness knows no bounds.
Thank you. I've never been complimented this much at once.
And he's going to kind of just start. He's going to take his the sheath off his belt and kind of use it as a makeshift cane a little bit, take some of the pressure off. You're going to see he's gonna wave and nod, and every few feet he's going to turn around and wave again.
Right. Well, good deed done for the day.
Let's go home.
Look around for Jensen, I guess, but I don't see him. I would have to roll a nat 20 to see him.
Even then. So, this place reeks. I mean, it reeks. But it's really only like a wooden fence in front of the entrance. You can see it was kind of like knocked to the side, kind of already opened up. But it's dark down this. It's actually more of a cavern entrance than an actual corridor. And it's kind of going down at a slight slope. You guys going in?
Yeah. It's a good idea to go quiet, I think.
Who has the worst stealth?
Oh, dang. That'd be me then. I have plus 4.
Oh, yeah, Romy. Roll me a stealth check, Ordoc.
Not great.
7.
You and that clunky foot.
So, you're walking through here. It's a little echoey. Just a little echoey. Your foot happens to find every rock it can.
I should have put a boot on it.
And as you guys progress down this cavern, a couple of turns here and there, you get to a two-way intersection. Or a three-way, rather, considering where you're coming from.
Left.
You can hear. Huh?
Left. Let's go left.
Sounds good.
You can hear running water to your right.
Huh.
And you can see probably about 3 rat folk body washed up on the shore.
I guess we'll go right.
I'll let you guys figure that one out on your own. So yeah, you see the washed up rat folk bodies, the path to your left, and the river, rushing water running to your right where the bodies are washed ashore.
I'm going to check the bodies to the left real quick. They just look like they drowned, right? Nothing like, there's no wounds.
Actually, there are wounds on these ones. One head looks like it's something hard whacked into it a couple of times. Another one looks like it's been, like, sliced open. One has an error or two in it.
Something hard, like, roughly the shape of my hammer?
Possibly, yeah.
Well, I'll just grab the arrows with these Helen's arrows.
Yes. So you want to go left, Ordoc?
Well, if we're looking for bodies that washed up, we might as well go right where the water is.
Check there first.
Yeah, it's... The path kind of, yeah, this is really the only bodies you see. the path ends right into the rushing water.
Oh, so it's not like a shoreline or anything?
It's basically like a underground river.
Okay. Then yeah, I guess we should go left.
Just want to go swimming.
No. No. This is where all the shit comes out.
Yeah. Dead rat shit.
As you progress a bit further in to the left, everything is in about maybe 3 to 4 inches of water. Just slimy, and there's like a musty mold smell in the air.
Wunderbar.
And you hear kind of an echoing in the background. And we're going to cut to Bo real quick. It's been probably about 6 or so hours since you've been kept as a guest.
Mm.
You feel a slight vibration in the floor. And a hole kind of opens up and like a tube appears as Ava walks out with a box of pastries.
She brought my bloody pastries back.
I'm sorry, Bo. There was a few issues outside of the tower I had to address.
Oh, hello, Ava. That took you quite a long time, didn't it? That's fine. What's happening?
There's a dragon to the north. The church sent its paladins, and there was a small riot outside the tower.
Did you smash him up?
No. No, I dealt with it diplomatically.
Well done, you. That doesn't matter if it took you a long time anyway. I'm still not very hungry, to be honest.
I was wondering about that. They're here if you would like them.
Yeah, I'll have a go. You know, should get something down me, shouldn't I?
It might not be a bad idea. As for...
And she's finally going to take a look around the room and see the ripped up, nested, salivaed pages.
I see you've been redecorating.
Yeah, sorry about your books. I'm not really sure what I'm doing, to be honest. Again, it's like urges. I just do things. I wanted to make somewhere I could be comfortable. Somewhere that made me feel safe.
Hopefully we can figure out and understand your urges better.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, eh?
Yes. I did not bring the entire folio, but I have the first chapter for you.
Ah, the folio. Oh, that's nice, because that's funny, actually. That's what I was going to ask you about. And I'm just going to, like, snatch it out of her hand.
She's like, yeah, saw that one coming.
I have read through it already. I will let you go through it, and then we can discuss and see what our perceptions of the material are.
Okay, that sounds nice. But I'm not really paying attention to her. I'm sort of like flicking through it. Like I noticed that she stopped speaking, so I just kind of chipped in. And I'm going to take one of the pastries as well and sort of sniff it. But it's going to sort of, it's going to make you feel a bit sick, I think.
Yeah, it's got a, it's not, I wouldn't say a rot smell to it because that would probably be more appetizing to you. It's got like a, it just makes your stomach queasy.
Yeah.
You rest, bro. Read the chapter and I will be back for you in the morning.
Okay. I'll see you later, Ava. And how many pastries did she bring?
A whole dozen.
Okay. So I'm going to just take the box and sort of sniff them a bit, and they smell a bit rank. So I'm just going to put them in my nest for now. I'm going to take them out of the box and just kind of put them in my nest and just sort of stack them up next to each other. Yeah. Just going to leave them there for later. Because I might do something else with them.
The cylinder that the lift operates in is going to vanish below the floor again.
What are the spells in this folio? Come on, let's have a look.
Oh, no, she didn't give you anything with the spells in it yet. Dear God, she's not that stupid.
Oh, shit.
This is like the intro chapter.
Oh, okay.
In this book, we'll be discussing spells. No!
What about Shug Niggurath?
So what does it say? Is there anything that I can understand in it? Do I get the gist of it? Or
bits and pieces. It kind of mentions, actually a few, it refers to the pamphlet you have a little bit, marking down kind of important items in the worshipping Shub Niggurath.
Okay.
So it mentions that the cloak, the mask, the completed folio.
So does it sort of talk about if I had those items, like something good, like that's like I'd be like a priest or something, or
basically the speaker of the herd is what it kind of, or the speaker of the flock.
Oh, okay, so like the kind of, yeah, like to be like the all powerful one, you need those items or whatever.
Basically, the person who brings those items together is pretty much in charge of the church.
Right, okay. So I sort of read that and presume that that's destined to be me, and that this is perhaps my calling in life, is to become the leader of the herd or leader of the flock. Those items, I think I probably need to get.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.
Thank you.